So just to give you a heads up, there will be a Father's Day blessing to conclude the petitions here in just a little bit. And then after communion, we'll expose the Blessed Sacrament here on the altar, and we'll have the prayer after communion, and then we'll have a procession through the church. And at the end of the procession, we'll give a final blessing with the Blessed Sacrament, repose the Blessed Sacrament, and then give the dismissal with the closing hymn. So, everybody got all that? So because of that, I'm also going to give the announcements right now. So you'll see the slides at the end of Mass still at the normal time. On this coming Monday, June 20th, that's the holiday, Juneteenth holiday, so daily Mass will be at 9 a.m. here in the church. There'll be no noon Mass, just the 9 a.m. Mass tomorrow. This Wednesday, June 22nd, we'll be celebrating the feast of St. Thomas More, our current parish patron. And so at our daily noon Mass, we'll still, it'll be kind of a bigger Mass, kind of a solemnity. So we're still in the process of waiting to hear back from Rome about our name change. So in the meantime, we continue to celebrate St. Thomas More as our parish patron. So all are welcome to join us on Wednesday to celebrate him. So a letter was sent by Bishop McKnight to Rome last fall. A while ago, and it's Rome time, so we'll see when we hear back from them. Next weekend, June 25 and 26, we'll be celebrating the Solemnity of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, normally the 13th Sunday in Ordinary Time during the liturgical year. Bishop McKnight has moved the feast from Saturday to Sunday because the Immaculate Heart of Mary is the patroness for our whole diocese. So next Sunday, please join us in praying for the intercession of the Immaculate Mother to be with all of the parishes throughout our diocese for a growth in faith there. And next, you may have noticed or seen some of the announcements, but next Sunday also will be the last Sunday that Father Paul presides at some of the Masses. So there'll be kind of a reception area. There's some cards out there now that you can sign for him, but there'll be a reception next Sunday. He'll be kind of in and out through the month of July, but probably not here for any weekend Masses. And then lastly, a reminder that stewardship is about having a Eucharistic heart, an attitude of gratitude. And it's kind of a beautiful thing to talk about that on this feast day of Corpus Christi, because that's a little bit about what our readings were about. So some of you may have heard the famous line from Benjamin Franklin after the Founding Fathers had all signed the Declaration of Independence. Right? He said, "Now, friends, we must all hang together, or we'll all hang separately." I think hanging together is a pretty important Catholic principle as well. So on this feast of Corpus Christi, the most holy body and blood of the Lord, I want to talk about the co-responsibility of clergy and laity for the good of the whole church. And I want to do that by focusing on two things that stand out in our readings today: stewardship and priesthood. In that first reading, Melchizedek is a priest of God Most High. He's also king of Salem, which means king of peace. Salem, shalom, peace. And his name, Melchizedek, literally means king of righteousness. Now, Melchizedek was also mentioned in the psalm, "You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek." Melchizedek is a prefigurement of Christ, our great high priest. Both Melchizedek and Christ took bread and wine as an offering to God. Christ, however, fulfilled that offering of bread and wine by changing it into his body and blood, the offering of himself to God Most High, and the offering which we continue to make today in this Eucharist. this Eucharist, which we worship as Christ our God. The ministerial priesthood that Father Paul, Father Paulinus, and myself all have is a sharing in the one eternal priesthood of Christ. That's why we too are able to take bread and wine, say the words of Christ, invoke the Holy Spirit, and offer the body and blood of Christ on the altar to the Father and to all of you in Holy Communion. Elsewhere in the Gospel, Jesus describes the priesthood in this way. He says, "The priest is like a faithful and wise steward whom his master sets over his household to give them their portion of food at the proper time." The priest is a steward over the household that belongs to Christ our Master. That household is the church. And the priest steward's main job in the church is to distribute the food at the proper time. I'd like to speak just for a moment to any young, unmarried men here today. Young, of course, is a relative term. But if you feel called to be a faithful and wise steward over the Master's household, that is the church, in order to nourish the church with the bread of life, then I think the Lord is calling you to explore the priesthood. And I'd love to have a talk with you about that. Now, the other main character in that first reading is the patriarch Abraham. Abram has just returned from battle in which he defeated five kings and saved his nephew Lot. Abram's worked hard to protect and defend and rescue his family, and he's been victorious. He's very much aware of this victory, and he attributes the victory to the grace of God, which is why, first, Abram is blessed by the priest Melchizedek. And then, why Abram tithes a tenth of everything to Melchizedek. That's one of the sources for what we call the biblical tithe of 10%. Now notice Melchizedek in that reading there, it says that Abram tithed a tenth of everything. Not only a tenth of what Abram didn't want, or a tenth of what was left over after Abram had a good time first. That's what we call tithing from first fruits, not second or third or fourth. God receives his portion from our first fruits. So notice that Abram has been chosen by God, has entered into a covenant with God, has been blessed by God for trusting in him, trusting enough to move with his wife to a different land, trusting enough to believe that God would take care of him in every situation, including giving first fruits to God through his priest Melchizedek. All the baptized in the church have been chosen by God. Jesus says elsewhere in the gospel, "It was not you who chose me, it was I who chose you." All the baptized through baptism have entered into a covenant with God through the church. And you will also be blessed for trusting in God, whether that includes a job change, becoming a missionary or a priest or a religious, committing to service of some kind in the church or in the community, giving first fruits to God through the church. Stewardship is that call to grow in our awareness of God's blessings so that we can make a return to God through the church. And the church says that return should include a return of prayer, participating in Mass on Sundays and holy days, a return of participation in the parish through volunteering time and talent, and a return of a sacrificial tithe, striving for that tithe to be the biblical 10%. On this feast of Corpus Christi, we hear about a beautiful co-working and co-responsibility between clergy and laity, of gratitude and return, of offering and receiving the bread of life. We don't have the Eucharist, the bread of life, without the priesthood, which is called to bring forth the food of God's people at the proper time. And God's people are called to have Eucharistic hearts, which are thankful hearts. Eucharist means thanksgiving, right? And the spirituality of stewardship is all about developing and fostering thankful hearts, Eucharistic hearts. So here's the homework for the week. Pray for priests to minister the bread of life to God's people. And pray for Eucharistic hearts to be good stewards of God's many blessings for all of God's baptized, holy people.